Hi everyone, and welcome to the Home Barista Podcast for home baristas with me, your host, Sean, aka the Drumming Barista. Alrighty everyone, is that us? We're here, we're doing it, we're in, everyone's comfortable. Man, here we go. Episode one, the official episode one of the Home Barista Podcast for home baristas with me, your host, Sean, aka the Drumming Barista. Guys, thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for hitting the follow and the subscribe button. But also massive thank you for those of you that are tuning in that have been following me for a while, from either the beginning of the Drumming Barista, the get-go, or if you've just been following me for a couple of weeks or even a couple of months, like it doesn't matter. Just thank you so much for your continued support, all the messages of love and everything that you guys send through. So here we are. I decided that 2022 is going to be a year of new beginnings for me and also for the Drumming Barista as well. So this is why the Drumming Barista podcast has been born. And here we are in the first episode. In today's episode, I'm going to be touching on the Drumming Barista, the reason why I created the Drumming Barista, the reason why I do what I do on a daily basis over there on Instagram, and for those of you that don't know, over on TikTok as well. But before we jump into the main topic of the podcast, guys, it would mean so much to me if you were able to hit the follow or subscribe button on your chosen podcast platform. What that does is that it helps to show me that you guys have found the podcast to start off with. And then it also helps the algorithm of whatever podcast platform you're using understand that this is a good podcast. This is a new podcast and that people are coming to find it and that they're hanging around and listening to it. So it also then allows it to know that it's a podcast worth listening to. So please, I would appreciate it so much if you're able to hit the follow or subscribe button and also give it a share to all of your social medias as well, just because this is a place where I want people to come to learn about coffee, to learn about myself as well, and also to gain confidence within the coffee industry and coffee that they enjoy making at home. Thank you guys, I appreciate you so much. Now, without further ado, let us jump into the main topic of the podcast. Here we are, and welcome to the Drumming Barista. The Drumming Barista was created in 2018 when I landed my second coffee job as a barista, or my second barista job, working for a little cafe in Lower Hutt of Wellington, New Zealand, called Fellow Cafe. The amazing person that owns that cafe is a good friend of mine, and her name is Larissa. She runs a fantastic cafe. I owe a lot to her through what I learned from her, for what I learned from the time that I spent at Fellow Cafe. I was there working at Fellow Cafe for a year before I then moved on into the big city of Wellington. And then that's when I landed a barista job working for Flight Coffee in their flagship cafe, The Hangar, in Wellington, New Zealand. And that was where my coffee career really kind of took off, I suppose. Like, I had a fantastic year working with Fellow, learned so much about myself, all of the basics and the ins and outs of what I needed to help me. But it wasn't until I moved over and started working for Flight Coffee that I really understood so much more about this beautiful, wonderful world of coffee. So so the Drumming Barista was created in 2018. It was purely a space for me to upload pictures of my latte art, because when I started out working as a barista and in the coffee industry, I suppose, as we all do when we start out as baristas, we think that latte art is the be all and end all, and we think that a good coffee means good latte art. Now, hear me guys, please don't get me wrong, latte art is beautiful, and when it is done well and I receive a flat white or a latte, anything that's mixed with milk that has a beautiful piece of latte art that I know that particular barista has spent a long time working on, I appreciate it hugely. But it wasn't really until I got involved with a speciality cafe, so Fellow Cafe, that I understood that there is so much more to coffee than just what you see in the cup when it is presented to you, or what you see through the picture that is in the cup that is presented to you, be it a tulip, a love heart, a rosetta, a swan, whatever it may be. There is so much more involved, but that's a conversation for another time. So during my time working at Fellow Cafe, one of the main things that I was looking for in terms of personal development and barista skill development was a Instagram or YouTube profile of somebody that was based here in New Zealand that was creating content that was easily accessible, easy to watch, easy to read, inspirational, and easy to learn from as a trainee or at-home barista. I searched high and low for that profile on Instagram and YouTube and found some incredible people that I am now blessed to know as like social media friends, coffee influencer friends as well. But they were all based overseas. So there was quite a lot of them that were in the UK. There was a lot of them that were in America. There's a couple that I've had the pleasure of meeting that are based in coffee growing countries and regions, but there was nobody here in New Zealand that was able to fit that mold. So I then thought to myself, well, there's obviously something missing here. There's a market that nobody is really kind of digging into. And so I did a little bit of research with some close friends of mine, with some close coffee friends as well, and was just like, hey, if I created this page, would this be something that you guys would follow? Would you find it interesting, inspirational? Is this something that you've been looking for as well? And the really cool thing is that there was lots of people around me that were in the same boat. They had either been working in coffee for a while, or they've just recently stepped into coffee and they were looking for something similar, or they were just looking for like a community that was a New Zealand-based barista group, community of people that were able to showcase the love and the passion that they have for coffee, and also the love and passion they have for the New Zealand coffee industry. So that's where the main idea of the Drum and Barista was born. At that time, everything was going really well with the Drum and Barista, and hear me guys, like everything is still going really well with the Drum and Barista. I'm really happy with where it is, like how it's growing. I absolutely love the people that I get to meet. I love the content that I put out for you guys, that I create. I love the conversations I have. But then of course this crazy thing hit the world that we all know and love, which is called COVID-19. And that arrived in New Zealand in March 2020. And it didn't really take a hold over here until April 2020, when New Zealand went into its very first lockdown. And so we went into lockdown for 6 weeks. It was a really strange time for everybody, of course, everybody with around the whole of the country, especially hospitality venues got hit really hard and we had to all close down. And so we were forced to take a 6 week holiday that we didn't really see coming. Didn't know what the end result would be when we came out of the forced 6 week holiday, I'm going to call it. But to be fair, I saw this as an opportunity to either take a 6 week holiday and do nothing, and just enjoy being at home for a forced 6 weeks, or I could actually take this as an opportunity to really spend a bit more time on the Drum and Barista and growing it and trying to grow it and getting a bit more content out there, getting a bit more confident, being in front of the camera, talking to you guys, using my voice to talk to you guys at the same time. So, that version one lockdown, as a lot of us over here in New Zealand have called it, was actually a really good time for the Drum and Barista because it's where I began to do a lot more tutorials. I had the time to film a couple more tutorials as well, and you guys really enjoyed it. And also in 2020 was the public release of Reels on Instagram, which now for those of you that have been following me for the whole time or started following me probably like a year and a half ago, that's where The Instagram profile really, really took off was when those Instagram Reels were introduced. Very cool platform to showcase a passion, a love, a brand, a business, back then within a 15-second reel. And then a 30-second reel got introduced and I was like, this is a game changer. And then a 60-second reel got introduced and I was like, this is huge. So yeah, as I've said, I made the most of that 6 weeks. I sat down, I created a vision board. I created a content plan, which would allow me to grow the community, would allow me to connect with new people, new home baristas, new coffee professionals and local brands. And the idea of the videos that I created was to help people, because during that time, everybody, of course, was forced to go home and consumption of coffee at home grew. It rose, of course, it had to because cafes weren't open, restaurants weren't open. So everybody was spending more time at home creating coffee beverages. And in the words of McDonald's, everybody was trying to create that barista style coffee at home. And some people succeeded, some people failed. People loved it, people hated it. But I thought to myself, here is an opportunity for me to grow the Drum & Barista fast and really get it in front of a lot more people. So I tried my best to create long form videos, captions and reels with voiceovers and text that would be clear, that would be easy to watch, entertaining, easy to listen to, and would inspire people to spend a little bit of extra time focusing on the coffee that they're making, the coffee that they're drinking, finding out a bit more about where the coffee's coming from. If it's a blend, if it's a single origin, what does that mean? How does it work with certain brewers and tastes and flavor notes? All those beautiful things that we all know and love about our cup of coffee. And so on the side of creating the vision board and the content plan, I sat down and said to myself, okay, I need to have a mandate of what the Drum & Barista is and a vision of what the Drum & Barista is trying to do and kind of like a slogan so that I could be able to streamline everything back to that one point. And for those of you that have read my blogs and for those of you that keep reading my captions and know the Drum & Barista well, that mandate is making coffee easy and accessible for everyone. So it's so simple and so easy, but that's purely what I want to do. I would love to make coffee easy and accessible for everyone from every single skill level, be it a complete beginner, be it somebody that's maybe a little bit further along in the coffee journey, all the way up to a coffee professional and even people that own cafes, that own coffee brands that we all know and love. It's to make coffee easy and accessible for everyone. And that stays true in and through everything that I do with the Drum & Barista. And I would even go as far to say and hope and put my hand on my heart to say this, that I would hope that's the main reason why the Drum & Barista community has continued to grow. And the messages of love and support I get from you all is because you understand that I'm trying to make coffee easy and accessible for you. And I want you all to enjoy and love exactly what you are doing. Another side of the Drum & Barista that I want to touch on and really bring to the forefront and bring to light for you guys is all of the brands and the companies that have reached out and have kindly sent me their products to try, to taste, to showcase, to shout about as well. And also I just want to let all you guys know that that's all stuff that they send to me as a gift. Like I don't reach out to them and ask them or tell them that I'm going to give them anything in return. And they don't expect anything in return for me. Just it's such a honor to receive a gift from these brands who, of course, they are a business, right? They're a business that is set up because they created a product that they love. They saw a gap in the market for the product that they love, and they don't have to send it to me for free. They could easily make me pay for it, but they do. They send it to me for free, and I'm so grateful for it, and I love it because it then every single day just fills me with even more confidence, more inspiration, and more motivation to bring content for you guys and to actually make something out of the drinks, the spirits, the coffee that they send to me. So I just want to take the opportunity as we're coming towards the end of this podcast now and say a huge thank you to all of those brands and companies that do reach out and that do send me the products that they have. So thank you so much, guys. It means so much to me. It inspires me. It keeps me humble. And it just amazes me that you actually trust me with the products that you guys create and that you want to work with me. So yeah, thank you so much. And I cannot wait to see where 2022 takes us. Okay, guys, here we go. We made it to the end of episode one. Thank you so much for sticking around and listening to me. I hope that episode one has been easy to listen to. It has been inspirational, motivational, and educational. I hope that you have been able to learn a little bit more about myself, Sean, the drumming barista, the reason why I started the drumming barista, the reason why I continue to do what I do. So yeah, thank you so much for chilling out with me. As I said at the beginning, please, guys, I'd really appreciate it if you hit that follow or subscribe button on whatever platform you are listening to this on. Share it around to your socials, to your friends, to your sister, your brother, your mum, your dad, your nan, your dog, your cat, whatever it is. Just share it around to everybody. Let everybody know that this is a podcast worth listening to. And in the next episode, I'm going to be talking about why I became a barista and why I stayed being a barista as long as I did and what kept me interested in the coffee industry. So make sure to tune in next time round to the Home Barista Podcast for home baristas with me, Sean, the drumming barista. Cheers, guys, and I'll see you in the next one.